The Jay and Kevin Show, live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, well, I am not live in Nashville. I'm Kevin. I'm back here in the studio. Jay and Steve are currently, I mean, they are doing Nashville stuff. They are taking pictures with famous people. They're talking to some people right now. It's complete chaos. And so what I thought was, you know what we don't need is to just turn on, listen, I'll just turn on some of the chaos. Do you hear this?
In a closet where it's just stacked in little pieces.
No way.
I don't know who that man is. But they're talking and they're having a good time, and that's very sweet. You know who we are going to hear? Somebody I know who he is real well. He's one of our favorites. Every time we talk to him in Nashville, it's just always fun, and guaranteed you're going to get something a little unique from the one and only Craig Morgan.
I figured it out. Blake told me one time, all you got to do is cuss and they won't use none.
They can't use it. Yeah, you can determine all the things. You're in total control based on what you say.
No, I do care. I am so grateful to be doing what I get to do, and I owe my career, unlike a lot of these new guys that are coming into this genre.
Yeah.
I owe my career to y'all. If it weren't for country radio, I wouldn't be sitting right here right now. I didn't have TikTok, Instagram, Twitter,
right,
and all that crap. I had country radio.
Right.
And now we have all those things.
Sure.
But I am truly, I may be the most grateful guy that sits down at this table. I promise you that.
Well, we appreciate that. Absolutely. You've had such a great resurgence. I mean, your career has. Well, first of all,
what the heck? I should have retired like 8-10 years ago. Keep waiting for everybody to tell me I'm done. And, I mean, no kidding, it, dude. I'm not joking, y'all. Every time, like, I think, I'm going to slow down next year. And something happens. It's like, what the heck is going on?
Like, why do you think that happened?
I have no clue. If we knew, that's all we would do. You know? Money's better that way.
Yeah. But you're the type of person who can't, you know, you're go, 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 right?
Yeah. I mean, but there's other things I enjoy, too.
Sure. Yeah.
We were just talking about this today. I just finished the national anthem at the Titans game.
Oh, yeah.
And we went upstairs, and I said, it's so weird. You know, when I did that show Beyond the Edge on the network, we've seen a huge resurgence in things, and it kind of lasted a while. And then it's kind of, you know, those things kind of start fading, and memories are short, you know.
Sure.
And then the last 15 months or so, we've noticed a huge resurgence again. I'm like, what is going on? I mean, has somebody posted naked pictures of me? Or
well, that would do
fun?
It.
What's going on? You know, it's weird. You used to walk through the airport, nobody really said anything. Now it's got to where it's like, yeah, you know, I don't know.
I think people are looking for something to be inspired by.
I think the music, dude, I really do believe this. I recut a bunch of my big hits.
Oh, boy.
And I recut them with a lot of artists. And it was so funny when I recut them. I had no idea. I cut these songs with my friends, Lainey Wilson, Luke Combs, Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
And now look at where they're all at and what's happened. It's like, holy cow.
Yeah, they owe you. They owe you. Do they know that?
No, they don't owe me nothing. I owe them. You know? I should be sending them checks, obviously.
Well, you haven't hurt yourself recently, have you?
Oh, yeah. I killed a deer in Illinois. I'm going back there pretty soon.
Okay.
It's just now prime time for me to start.
Oh, yeah. Fighting. Yeah, yeah.
I'm just now going to get started.
I just don't want you to, like, put an axe into your knee again or whatever that was that you
machete,
did up there.
No, a machete. No. I stitched that up myself.
I remember that.
And that one, I don't want to do that again.
Yeah, I remember that story. Like, insane.
I cried. I hadn't told many people. But
doctor in a previous life.
Previous, like a few years ago.
God bless your nephew.
Mike Craig, like, dude, you need to stay out of the dang woods.
No, seriously. Yeah. You live too far away from civilization to do that kind of thing.
I can't wait to
What's the craziest thing you hunt for nowadays, Craig?
I don't really hunt for anything crazy these days. I mean,
I feel like guys get bored with it and then start doing more, you know?
And if you get bored with whitetail hunting or turkey hunting, something's wrong with you. You know, you need to have your head examined. My brother, this is not a joke, my brother's in the hospital right now, should be laughing. He had a stroke Thursday morning, and he's young. he was deer hunting, and he still killed the deer. He called his buddy. He didn't call me. He called his buddy and said, hey, man, I'm not feeling well. Something has happened. Will you come pick up my deer for me? I'm going home.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I took him to the hospital Saturday.
You guys are built different. I'm telling you.
Yesterday, Sunday?
Yes, it is.
I took him to the hospital yesterday morning and found out last night he had had a stroke.
Oh,
on Thursday.
My God.
Yeah. That's didn't wild. Affect his speech and all that stuff, but it affected his equilibrium. So, like, he said, like, driving home, he said, as soon as I got a truck, I fell. I got in the house, and he stayed in bed for like 2 days. He said he couldn't get up, he'd fall down.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That is a crazy.
Wild.
You're never disappointed. Every time we talk to you, you have a different story. That I just go, what is wrong with
bad
Craig?
Bad stuff happens to good people, dude.
That's true, man. That's
and good
true.
Stuff happens to bad people.
But yeah.
I mean, look at Blake. I mean, who would have thought that guy was where he's at?
I know. He's a, he's
anybody don't deserve it, it's that guy. And look at it.
We're going to start some rumors now.
I mean, he can't, not really that good a singer. God dang.
Not very good looking.
Hey, I'm joking, obviously. And I generally don't do this, but his new song, have y'all heard it?
I heard it.
Y'all playing that yet?
Texas, yeah.
Holy cow.
It's a great song.
It's so not like anything he's ever done.
That's what I think, too.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, he just keeps reinventing himself. That's how you do it.
I sang on his new record.
Did you? Nice.
Yeah, it's the best song on the record.
That's right. They're making you get out of here, Craig.
Not because of me. It's just the best song.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is Texas is great, but there's better music coming from
him. Oh, nice. That's good.
I'm excited for
him. All right, very good.
In spite of his terrible singing.
It's great to see you, man. Thank you for making time for us.
Thank you. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. Live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV. It's the Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It is the Big 99.9 Coyote Country and live from the studio in Spokane, Washington. It's me. It's me, Kevin. I'm hanging out here today as Jay and Steve are in Nashville, and there's a lot going on there. Currently, I'm going to explain to you what this is. I'm going to let you hear just a little bit of what's going on right now. And they're absolute legends, so I don't want to say anything too bad, but just take a listen.
Well, they're going to make you fellas leave, but appreciate you coming here. So good to see you guys. So good to see you guys.
Jay is the master of wrapping people up. That's the Oak Ridge Boys, and they were talking. And the thing about the Oak Ridge Boys is, of course, they're awesome. They're stinking legends, right? And they have such great stories. They told us a story last year that the first time they ever played Elvira was in Spokane. And first time live ever, and people went nuts for it. And so they played it like another time in the show. Two or three times they played it during their show. And then Elvira became the absolute smash hit that it was. But now the boys are a little older, you know, and they're just, it's that thing like where they shake your hand and they hold on to it for an extra long time. That's kind of what was going on, I feel like. And then when they start doing their conversations, you're like, boy, yeah, you guys are hard to wrap up. And Jay's the master of wrapping people. Oh, are you back, Jay?
Hi, buddy.
How you doing?
Good, good, good.
I'm getting complaints from people on the text line that...
Well, you figured out the text line. Good work.
That you guys are too quiet, and I don't have any way to turn you up anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
Oh, that is. Sad. And they said, sounds like Jay's in a cave.
Well, I kind of am. I mean, you know, a little bit in a cave, in a church with a big high ceiling. I think when we're live, I can make us louder, and then we can make you make it quieter when it comes time to record, Steve. How about that?
That's probably a good idea.
You like that theory, Kevin?
So now that when you're live with me, you need to be a little louder, and then when
you record
into the computer, we have to go.
I know, technology, man. Technology, dude. It's just crazy.
So is this better or worse? Or the same?
I don't know. It sounds kind of the same to me, but then again... I mean, I'm sitting in a studio with headphones, and it sounds pretty good, but
yeah,
I could be.
I mean, someone can
wrong.
Text us. They can text us a lesson. Now that you've got the text line, Kevin.
You know they will.
Yeah, I love that.
509-441-0999. Text us. Let us know what you think. Jay, the Oak Ridge Boys are awesome, right? I mean,
they're
stinking
so good.
Legends. And I was telling the story about how they told us last year about singing Elvira for the first time ever in Spokane. And
that's who told us that story.
Yeah. Yeah, the actual guys, Elvira, Oak Ridge Boys. It was an amazing story. But, like, today,
they're the ones who sang it, like, four times in a row, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And he said, I was just, when I was listening to him talk today,
Wait a minute. Time out, Kevin. We're about to risk our FCC license because Ira Dean is going to go live on the air. Dude, you got to be good. You got to behave yourself.
I'm old and mellow now.
When did that start?
And mellow, and married. And,
okay, all right.
You know,
yeah.
Grown up.
Oh, stop. You took off to all your fun?
No, I'm just saying that on air.
So, oh, okay. This is all a lie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just saying that now in case.
You look pretty calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah. She might have friends in Washington, and then it gets back to her. So, yeah, honey, I'll right. be a
yeah.
good boy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah.
I got to say, though, Ira, Ira doesn't have headphones
on. Oh, hang on, Ira. My He's bad. Right.
That is my fault. My fault.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, brother. Sorry.
I was going to say, though, you know, we met you years ago with Trick Pony.
Yeah,
you're awesome.
I'm sorry. I want to start off by apologizing about my actions.
Yeah, exactly. But you look younger and like right now, I feel like, than what was that, 15 years ago?
Yeah. It's amazing what happens when you quit calling your scripts in.
right.
Before it's time to call them in.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah. I understand. Good for you.
No, I've been clean and loving life, man.
That's awesome.
12 years now, and it's man. I'm just glad to make it through the other side.
Well,
thank you for the compliment.
Yeah, and it shows. You can just tell, you know, when someone's you just look healthier. Yeah,
I feel healthier.
That's awesome.
Trust me.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
very
great,
good.
Man.
Good for you.
Thank you, brother. Thank you.
What was it like? You did the Ronnie Dunn project, right? You did work with Ronnie?
Man, I've been writing with Ronnie for about 3 years now.
No, for real?
Yeah. And he's cut a few songs of mine. And I got another record deal. And I always wanted to do this album's just full of me recording with people that inspired me. The people I look up to.
Wow.
I mean, everybody's on it from Ronnie Dunn to Ted Nugent to Steve Aroni from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
No way.
A bunch of country people. But I always wanted to do a country version of the Traveling Wilburys where everybody played on it. Everybody sang on it.
Yeah.
And that's Telly Man, the song called Telly Man. It's about the Fender Telecaster that the country music was built around. I heard that song and immediately called Vince Gill and John Osborne from Brother Osborne and Brent Mason. And I said, I want us to form a band for one song. And they all said, yeah. We tracked it originally down in Fame Studios in Muscle Shoals, Famous Fame.
Yeah.
And I had to write with Ronnie Dunn like a week and a half later. And so I was trying to figure out a way to get him on this record. And he's like, lo and behold, he's like, man, I hear you got another deal. And I was like, yeah. He goes, I got to hear this. So I put him Telly Man. And he's like, I love this song. This is a big song. I love this song. I said, no, man. Imagine what you would have done if you sang it, man. And I just get, and he's like, man, this song is great. And I said, you would sing the dog mess out of this thing. finally, he looked at me and goes, you want me to sing on it, don't you? And I was like, uh-huh.
So great.
And he's like, okay. Obvious?
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, after the 26th. Man, you would have killed it.
Yeah, you nudge him. You winked at him.
How many times did I have to say it before you figure it out?
When, then he came in and sang it, and I called the producer and said, I got to redo my vocals.
Yeah.
After hearing him sing it, I was like, I redo my stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so it came out great, and we shot the video, and everybody showed up for the video. I knew I could get them on a record.
Sure.
But showing up to a video early in the morning.
That's
to sit
insane.
Around, they all showed up, and we had a blast. And the video just came out. You can check it out on a YouTube channel. It's already got over 500,000 views.
Oh, sweet.
And that you can download, stream Telly Man, and it's off a new album coming in January, I think.
Dude, congratulations, man.
Yeah,
that's
thank
awesome.
You, man.
That's amazing.
I'm not
cool.
dead yet,
even though
I tried to for many years. I'm still going.
Hey, that's a tribute to you, though, man, to have people who are friends like that who'll come sing on your album and do stuff like that where they reach back out
to
you.
Man, it's been a blessing, man. I love, everything. I look at my whole life and everything positive that's come of it is for music.
Yeah.
And so I must just stick with music and leave that other stuff alone.
God bless you, brother.
Yeah.
Amen. Appreciate you, Ira. Good to see you, man.
Thank you guys so much.
Well,
man, this is the first time I've done an interview just looking at a computer screen. This is,
you got Zoom, this is
like Star Trek stuff going on.
We're pretty high tech around here.
I know you are.
Yeah.
I still got a Betamax machine at my house flashing noon.
Thank you, brother.
Take
good
care,
to see you.
Guys.
Back to you, Kevin.
Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show, live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, we are back here live from Spokane, Washington, which is not cool. You know what is cool? Live from Nashville.
Live
here's
from Music Row.
Producer Steve.
During CMA week.
Well, nice, Steve. That was good.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
That
was really good.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh. I don't care what Kevin says. That was awesome. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was real good, Steve.
Wow, even a compliment from you.
That's probably not going to happen again, so you should own it while you can.
I know we have a tiny little lull there in Nashville, right? Like, there's a little break.
Yep, in between sessions.
Then the great Cody Johnson will be there.
Kojo in the house with his 12-man posse.
I do love
it. Is that right?
When Cody, Steve, when he walks in, it looks like an episode of Yellowstone.
I know. I feel like you know what? If I was any kind of guy, I would get that music and then play it. Like when he walks up.
You're the kind of guy.
We asked Cody about that last year, I think, if he'd ever been on Yellowstone or interested in it. And I think he was just like, dude, we tried to make it work. Taylor's asked me, and it's just like it hasn't worked out schedule-wise.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cody Johnson.
Ooh. Feels like the start of a basketball game.
Bro, have you ever seen the video? Forward. Have you ever seen the video
John's
for
dead.
That?
Spoiler alert.
You're such a jerk.
Oh my gosh. I don't even watch the show, and I'm mad at you.
Thank you, Steve. I'm going to ask Cody what if you could choose walk-up music. Well, like, he probably does. He probably has it, right? I mean, for his concerts, he probably has like some sort of walk-up music, but it's his own.
You'd think so, yeah.
Like, if you had to choose a song that's not yours to play for like a walk-up song, like, well, I wonder if he does what he does. Like, all the times he does rodeo. Do they get walk-up songs for rodeo? Yeah.
I don't know.
Hop on the Bull?
Yeah, they do. Songs? Absolutely they do, Jay.
Hop on the Bull songs.
They
you know,
do.
When you're just getting all set and ready to go.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah,
For sure will have a song that they play. And it's a lot of rock and roll. Like, where.
Yeah.
Because bull riders are crazy, man.
Right.
No offense if you're a bull rider and listening.
Well, no, I think they know. I think they know they're a little crazy.
I think that, they're very proud of it, aren't they?
Yeah. And then they probably have a Hop on the Bull song. When you said it, it sounded like a children's song, Steve.
Hopping on the bull, hopping on the bull.
Yes, that's what I
it's
mean.
It's time now for Behind the Shoots with the one and only producer, Steve.
Oh, no.
Where we talk all about rodeo and bull riding.
Yes.
Live in Nashville.
Live in Nashville. Live on Music Row.
You know, I almost went mutton busting one time.
As in, like, you were going to ride it? As like, or you just were going to go to it?
As in, ride it.
You were going to ride it?
I saw it.
Yeah. But your dad said, helmet up, boy, let's go.
Yeah, but I think I was slightly too big, which I know is surprising.
This is hilarious. Was this last year?
Yeah. And I was also terrified, so.
Okay, that I believe.
Yeah. But I think
You're terrified here.
That's for other reasons.
It's a different reason.
Yeah. But moral of the story is I didn't go, but I witnessed it.
So you did not ride a said mutton?
No.
Because
but I could
have. Too large?
Almost.
Yeah. Were you shaving at this point?
No.
Okay.
I was a young lad with my whole life in front of me.
Entertainment news brought in part by AMCO, AAMCO.
Yeah, I was going to just ask you a question, boys, because I did not make the travel, the trip with you. How did the travel go? Because I know there was a lot of, joking around beforehand about how early Steve likes to get there and all of those things. But how did it go?
You know, it's funny. Can I?
It's all you, baby.
I was just going to say, Jay and I arrived at the airport pretty much the same time.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, here's what happened. Steve would have been there a lot earlier, but there was a problem with his Uber driver. Because Steve told me, the Uber driver showed up, and I put my stuff in the back, and then I opened the back door, and I said, front seat or back seat? And the guy said, you can decide. So for 40 minutes, Steve tried to decide whether he should be in the front seat or the back seat.
It was 35, but let's calm down.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that already ruined the trip because the guy Steve's like, oh, yeah. I don't want to make the wrong decision. Like, front seat, back seat, front seat, back seat, front seat, back seat. I'm like, that's back seat.
Brought in the bowl.
It's back seat.
Yeah, it really is back seat. I think is usually the way to go.
That was my final decision.
Yeah, it feels right when they're giving you a ride.
Yeah, Emma said back seat too. Yeah. You don't get in the front seat. That's like overly personal. Like you're like, oh, hi, we're friends. Let's sit in the front seat together.
Now, done that a time or two.
Move your bag so I can sit in your front seat.
I have.
He did have stuff in the front seat.
Of course he did. That's, I mean, it's his stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
What about this one, though? Let's check in with Emma on this one as well. Jay's daughter has joined them in Nashville,
Tennessee.
Like it
or not, you get a microphone.
She made the little drive down. By the way, how long was the drive, Emma, from your new home in Indianapolis?
It was only 4 hours.
Oh, okay. So it's like going to Seattle.
Yeah, it was easy.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thanks for joining us.
For our family, 4 hours is like a, you know, oh, we just got to drive 4 hours?
Yeah.
Right. That's nothing. Yeah.
And you put a lot of miles on the car, though.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, Steve.
Jeez.
Okay, what about this move? And it's probably different for a girl, for sure. But what about when the Uber driver pulls up and he does the thing where he grabs the front seat and scoots it all the way back for you to, like, set up front?
No.
You would not do it. And I don't. I was feeling.
No, Kevin. No.
I feel awkward with that one where I've sat up front before, but most of the time I'm like, okay, I start to get in the back, and I'm like, you're going to have to scoot that seat up because I can't get in.
Yeah.
Oh, you can do the sound effects from here.
Yeah, look out, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. And luckily, I'm so short anyways. My legs are still fitting back there behind that seat.
That's true. Yeah, you're like, hey, I still have enough leg room, buddy. Thanks for nothing.
I'm always like, oh, no, I'm good. I'm just going to sit back here. I'm on the phone or just make something up.
Man, I love this girl.
Yes.
I'm going to sort of make something up like I'm on the phone.
Oh, boy.
It's a quality move, honey.
She's good on the fly.
Yeah.
You know? We can all learn.
She knows. She's got it down. Kevin, she's like the perfect person to be here because she's like the buffer, like as the artists start to show up, you know, like Emma catches them between the last place. And then she's just like, hi, I'm Emma. Nice to meet you. And that's Jay and that's Steve. And Kevin's on Zoom. And you can put the headphones on if you want to hear Kevin and grab any one of those mics, have a chair. I'm like, bro, what? Let's go.
It's so it's what so we fun. Need. So what
oh,
we
my
need.
Gosh. Somebody who's organized.
We need a buffer.
We do, man.
No, it's been so fun.
Yeah. We were like doing research and homework last night. It was like college.
That's right. Google Docs, man.
Google
my
Docs.
Favorite thing.
Google Docs and spreadsheets. Oh, that's boy. Emma's thing.
It is.
I showed Steve the spreadsheet for our vacation in a year and a half.
Oh, yeah. which year do you want to see? Because I got it all planned.
Oh, 2029, please.
Oh,
I got it.
Don't challenge her, dude. Yeah. It's done. It's in spreadsheet form.
Oh, that's wow. Right.
With costs could have some inflation. Right now, inflation is running at 2.65%. So let's take that into consideration.
Is your husband a planner as well, or does he just go
he
with
he has
the
no
plan?
Choice.
No.
Yeah, so he just goes with it.
No, yeah. I'm more of the idea person where I'll come up with the ideas and say, okay, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to run all the numbers, show you pictures of what I want, what it's going to look like, and then I'll present it to him. And then he's usually like, okay, and like thinks of like a logistical thing of like, okay, but how do we get from this spot to this spot? So his brain helps in that aspect, but no, I'm definitely the.
Because how many places did you go when you went to Europe? How many places did you go?
We went to 6 countries.
Yeah.
And a lot of cities. Yeah.
And all the cities in between and all the Airbnbs and all the transportation. Yep. That was an insane amount of work.
It was. That one was a lot. That was a very long Google Doc.
Several PowerPoints.
So when I presented the idea to my husband, I had a PowerPoint for him. And legit went slide to slide, had the animations and everything. And was like,
animation?
Oh, no, dude, yeah. This is... went all out because I was like, I want to make this happen.
You bring it out, the big stuff.
Yeah. I did. I know.
It's insane. That's crazy. It works, though.
It did, yeah.
Please tell me with the family vacation that you're planning for a year and a half from now. Is that what it was, Jay?
It was New Year's 2026.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a year, 14 months or whatever, yeah.
So please tell me that there will be some time where you say, like if one of your brothers or even your father says, well, so what are you going to drop? I shared the Google Doc with you.
Oh, a million times.
He's already done it.
I already know with my brothers. They never look at it until it's like maybe the night before. So I'm like, I already emailed it to you. I'm going to explain it to you over the phone again because I know you didn't look at it.
Right.
So, yeah, now I've been trying to use, like, you know how you can do the stickers on the iPhone?
Yeah.
Or you can, like, just do the people out of the pictures. So now I've been trying to be even more creative and come up with, like, fun little pictures.
Yep.
So, like, for Arizona, I had... a plane
the faces
windows
with the people in the plane.
With all of our faces on the plane windows.
Like, they might pay attention to this.
No, so that's why I try to hook them. I'm like, you got to go look at this. It's so cool.
Yeah.
And so then at least they open the document at once. So,
no, they don't.
No, they don't. Yeah. They just screen share it with me.
They text and they go, bro, Emma's such a nerd. I go, you just should thank her. She saved you so much work.
Oh,
like,
God.
Just say thank you.
It's so fun.
Oh, that's my awesome. Gosh.
Sibling love.
Yeah. 20-year-old boys, they don't really pay much attention to anything, really. It's kind of weird. Hmm. Who knew?
Jeez, pay attention. Unbelievable.
Yeah, some people. Steve, pay attention.
Some people.
20-year-old boys are 33-year-old boys, Steve.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah. Their surroundings, everything.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's crazy.
Well, thanks, Emma, for being there because we do need a buffer.
Man.
I think you will prevent producer Steve from completely exploding. I think he would just combust if he had to try to do all that while.
Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot of people and there's a lot going on. So happy to help.
Yeah, thank you.
Now,
I mean, I'm like only overwhelmed, not extremely overwhelmed.
That's right. Yeah.
If you could do a tribute to our old producer.
Oh, no.
And just while you're doing all that and doing a great job. Then just, like, disappear for 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. I'm not surprised that that's what he did.
Yeah.
He'd just be like, hey, you know what? I'm done. And you just walk away. You're like, where'd he go? Where did he go?
Oh, he left. We've had three people come through.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally. Let's see what we have left here today. Cody Johnson, Cole Swindell, George Burge, Joe Nichols, Matt Stell, Zach Top are just a few of them. It's not all of them because it's a crazy day today. And then we have a third round.
Yeah.
Let me look at the third round. Dasha, Chris Jansen, Dylan Marlowe, Jordan Davis, Mitchell Tenpenny.
Mitchell, my guy.
Warnziders. Yeah, Mitchell Tenpenny is so awesome. We were talking about that last night. I was telling Emma, I'm like, he's everybody's guy. He's
awesome.
You see all the artists, they love hunting with him. Just he's in so many other guys' social media. It's crazy. That's how you know you're the guy.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Everybody's doing stuff with you. It's not just, and it's not, none of them are concerts. It's all.
They're hanging out.
All the hangout. Yeah. It's all hangout stuff. So it's cool. All right. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll be back live from Nashville.
The Jay and Kevin Show, live from Nashville during CMA Week. Brought to you by R&R RV on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Wow. He's so excited. Hey.
We are live.
I really like
it. He was very excited. We got a busy day. Yeah, we got a lot of things left to do, but we had some fun this morning. Our good friends Dan and Shay swung by. They're so fun to interview. I literally could just hang out and talk to those guys for like hours because, you know, they have a lot of other things that are going on in their world, and it's fun to talk to that other stuff. But, you know, what did we get, like 3-4 minutes with them?
Yeah, I think Yeah, 4 minutes with Dan and Shay. And
Kevin, don't tell the people here that it was 4 minutes because that means we went over.
Yeah, apparently I had my first boo-boo, which was I kept asking questions while the lady who runs things was in a spot that I could not see her on the Zoom camera since I'm back here in studio.
Yeah.
The only thing I can do is see what's right in front of me. And she apparently was standing right in a different spot and just doing the wrap it up sign to you with fire breathing out of her face.
She
and
took
eyes.
Her shoe off. She took her shoe off. She's going to throw her shoe.
And I just kept asking questions. And Dan and Shay, guess what? They'll keep talking because they're fun.
Shay started answering and she looked at me like, you've got 10 seconds or I will kill you.
I said wrap.
There you go.
That's really
It was awesome. Anyway, well, here's what it sounded like this morning with Dan and Shay.
Hi, guys. I'm creepy.
You can hear him in the headphones, too, and everything, so yeah. But he coughs in your head. Now you know why you had to stay behind.
That might have been why I stayed home, is so that you don't get that.
I felt something wet on my face.
You're like, wait, what is that?
Is this a 4D experience?
You at the house or you at the studio?
I'm at the studio.
I was going to say, you got a setup at the house there. Anybody who's got a gong at the house has got it going on.
Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah, I have a gong in my bedroom, boys.
Dan's immediately like, wait, how'd I get that? How do I get that? Dan and Jay, how the heck are you? It's so good to see you guys.
We're doing fantastic, man. I feel like I'm on air traffic control right here. Like, yeah, he's in? All right, yeah, you're good. We're fantastic, man. It's been a long year in the best of ways. You know, we've had long years before where we've been doing a lot of things, and they were a lot more exhausting than they were this year. Even though we've done a lot, I really feel like we've been able to kind of soak this year in. Dan's saying the exact, he's like, I've been working on this Christmas album. He's like, I haven't slept in years.
It feels good that it's out there, though. I was just saying, the last time we were here, it was a year ago.
Yeah.
CMAs, we were working Save Me the Trouble. It was about to go number one.
Yes.
And you pulled us aside after the interview, and no one was talking about this yet. I'm going on record saying this. You pulled us aside and said, guys, what are you considering for the next single? And you said, Bigger Houses is a special song. That should be the next single off this Dan and Shay album. And here we are, sitting in the top 10. That was a big part of the reason we chose that song. There were a couple other folks in this room who said the same thing that day. It was crazy to hear people react to that song. And that's one of the reasons we... Hey, I'm serious. You were there.
I know. I was there. I heard it.
That conversation, song, it's top 10.
That conversation happened. But I would like to make a point about that song.
Uh-oh.
You know, it says, love don't live in bigger houses, right?
That's correct.
But you could also have a really good life in a big house.
But it's never going to be the biggest house, right? There's always going to be somebody with a bigger house.
A higher high.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Have you seen Shaq's house?
Yeah. All right, you know what?
Shaq's, I mean, there's definitely one guy who has the biggest house, but like that's only one guy, you know? And he probably doesn't listen to our music.
I'm officially back. I'm all in.
Perfect. Max spins January 13th. Let's go.
That was all it took.
Kevin was easily influenced.
I feel like I should have like put a better sell on it, you know?
He's an easy target.
You're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why do you say that? Oh, yeah. And congrats on the Christmas albums. That's so fun.
Thank you, man. It feels really good to be out there. I can't get tired of our own Christmas record, but literally last night I was sitting there. My little boy, I got him this little CD player because he wants to listen to the album.
No way.
So he listens to it on repeat.
My fault. I gave him the CD when we were over here.
It's
house.
Your fault.
I was like, here you go.
We didn't even have an actual CD.
I was like, who has CDs, this is great.
He won't even be able to like, you know, play this on repeat. I could hear it like above in his room. He's been playing. Last night he wanted Officially Christmas on repeat.
I could hear it.
It's in my bones.
That's so great.
I've listened to it probably 500 times. But
I love it.
I still love it. I'm super proud of that album. And I don't know, man. It feels amazing to kind of be in the Christmas world now.
I feel like
we're all in now. For the rest of our lives, we'll have this Christmas album, which we're so proud of. So it's exciting, man, to kind of be in this. And us and Brett Eldridge, man. We've been Mr. Christmas.
Well, yeah, no joke. Shay, your voice is, I mean, one of the absolute, if not the best in country music.
Oh, man.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song to sing? Is there one that you're just like, okay, that's actually my favorite?
It's a great question. Honestly, I would have to say the Christmas song on the album is my favorite just personally to sing. I'm sure it'll change as we do it 15 times. But one of the reasons we did that song is I used to just sing that song and drive Dan crazy around the Christmas time. I would just would sing it in a stupid jazz voice, but I genuinely love to sing that song.
May we hear it?
No, they have to go. They have to go. They have to go.
Oh, shoot. You missed it. I just walked out a minute ago.
It was amazing.
It was
guys,
so good.
Thank you so much for being here, man. Appreciate it. Good to see you guys.
Thank you.